Washington plans to set up a base for assassination drones in northwestern Africa in order to bolster spying operations in the region. The base will likely be located in western Niger near the border with Mali. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund has agreed to provide an $18.4 million emergency loan to Mali. In France, Syria's foreign-backed armed opposition has appealed for more money and weapons for regime change in the country. The head of the Syrian National Coalition, George Sabra, says his group needs a minimum of $500 million in order to establish an alternative government. Egypt's main opposition group rejects President Mohamed Morsi's call for dialogue. Opposition leaders say the president's proposal is empty of content and not genuine. They say they will attend future talks only if a list of conditions is met. Fresh anti-regime protests erupt in Bahrain. Protesters have taken to the streets in the villages of Muqaba and Bouri, just a few kilometers from the capital, Manama. They chanted anti-government slogans and renewed their calls for the downfall of the monarchy. Government forces fired tear gas to disperse the activists. A video shows anti-government militants in Syria in possession of what appears to be chemical weapons. The video shows insurgents holding canisters containing chemical substances. The time and place of the video is not known, but foreign-backed militants have in the past threatened to use chemical weapons against the army and pro-government civilians. Israeli military continues to destroy more Palestinian homes in East Jerusalem al-Quds, this time in the neighborhood of Silwan. Israeli bulldozers demolished a number of buildings, including residential structures, in an early morning raid. Seven Palestinians were arrested and nine injured as they tried to stop Israeli forces from destroying their homes. Hospitalized Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez hails Cuba's upcoming presidency over the major Latin American grouping known as CELAC. In his message to the summit of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, Chavez also slammed the U.S. for trying to isolate Cuba. The message was relayed by Venezuelan Vice President Nicolas Maduro. And Tehran successfully launches a monkey into space and recovers it safely. Iran's defense ministry says the launch was carried out last week. The animal was sent into space on board a domestically built carrier rocket called Kavoshkare Pishgam. This is the second time Iran sends live animals into space.